afternoon. Parents, family, friends, school board members, Superintendent Hudspeth, distinguished guests, Waseca Junior and Senior High School administration and staff, on behalf of the class of 2021, I would like to welcome you to our commencement ceremony. We are happy to be here today and share this milestone in our lives. Hey guys, we made it. I'm warning you all right now. This might be a little cringy, but I'm a very sentimental person, and I told myself and Mr. Hansen that I would not cry reading this, so I'm going to try my best. I sat and stared at my Chromebook, trying to figure out a way to start this speech, trying to find the right words to say to you all right now. And it was a lot harder than I ever could have imagined. I have written many essays from AP English to online PSEO, and this was by far the hardest, because I knew I would have to say it out loud to a group of the greatest people I've ever met. I truly mean that when I say this class is amazing in every way you can think of. Band and choir, sports, academics, other extracurriculars, our class has done it all. That's what makes this so hard. I'm extremely honored to be up here representing our class, but trying to find the right words is very difficult. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for being part of what makes our grade so special. I seriously would not trade a single person here right now because you are all so amazing, and I feel like we each have a unique bond from growing up together. We have been through so much. From elementary to cringy junior high, it has all led up to this year. Yes, COVID had a huge impact on our senior year and the memories we were supposed to make. Ever since freshman year, we have looked up to the seniors and been excited to one day rule the school. When our year finally came, it was definitely not normal, but you know what? I am still so happy we got the year we did. You all made this an extraordinary year with moments I will never forget. Homecoming, Snow Week, basketball state championship, variety show, prom, senior campout, and so much more. This year was not ordinary, but we persevered and had fun anyway. We learned life lessons that we will take with us in the future no matter where we are going. I am extremely excited to see where the next few years take us all, and I better see every one of you at future class reunions because I don't want this to be the last time we see each other. Even if we didn't talk much, I promise I care about each of you, and I'll always be there if any of you need someone, so feel free to reach out. As Hannah Montana said, we might be apart, but I hope you always know you'll be with me wherever I go. I want to give a special thank you while I'm up here to my family for helping me get to where I am. I appreciate everything you have done for me, and I promise just because I am leaving for college does not mean I will forget about you guys. Students, make sure you tell the special people in your life thank you, and don't be afraid to give lots of hugs today. Thank you all so much for being part of my life growing up, and especially these last 4 years. Waseca is a special town, and I will forever be a proud Blue Jay. I will always remember this class and the memories we have made together. Thank you. Let's celebrate and have some fun tonight. Now please welcome our classmate, Gabriela Rodriguez, who will share another message with our class.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for all being here today. How wonderful it is to have a gym full of people, and I'm so grateful to have each and every one of you here with us. It's an honor to be speaking today, and I would like to thank the community and the school for supporting our class throughout our high school career. We couldn't have done this without you. To this year's graduating class, I am proud. I really can't imagine being in a different class. We have held many successes together, whether that be all of our athletic achievements as a team and as individuals, our dexterity in the arts, or our competitive academic endeavors. It is assured that this class will make a significant difference in the world. This class here truly is an extraordinary class. In fact, 91 of our students were honor students this year, and $110,000 were awarded to this year's seniors in scholarships, which is the most ever in Waseca history. Also, many of those who sit right here today have received offers to continue their athletics or arts on the collegiate level. Honestly, what they put in the water the year we were born. But regardless of our notable achievements and accomplishments, I guess I would say one of the most important qualities that the class of 2021 has to offer is resilience and determination. We were met with many challenges in our years of school, but we have always had the drive and push to fight on, no matter the difficulties. Whether it was a big project that we stayed up late to finish, or a global pandemic that forced us to learn from home, or the shared loss of a loved one in the community, we got through it together. These challenges have been difficult for everyone, but I believe there's always a silver lining in life. There's always a silver lining in life. I don't know if you guys have ever taken a class with Mr. Healy, but if you have, chances are you've probably seen an episode or two of Bob Ross. And during one of the episodes, you may have heard this line, "There are no mistakes, just happy accidents." A lot of things didn't go according to plan this year, but the thing is, these challenges have taught us so much. It has taught us to be appreciative and thankful for everything we have in our lives, for everything that we used to take for granted, like the hug of a family member or smiling faces of friends, the loud cheer of a big crowd at sports games, or the sound of an unmasked choir. We have learned to become more adaptable and resilient than any generation before us. That's what's so amazing. We may have gotten pushed down, but we never stayed down. We got right back up and continued, even with the difficulty. This class is one of the strongest, and it will show in the future. We have learned what the true quality of determination is. I know they said that high school is going to be hard, but they never mentioned having to do it in a pandemic. And we didn't just get through it. We thrived and we achieved. We are evidence that determination and drive is real, because we are here, about to graduate, about to walk across the stage and receive our diplomas. Always take this determination with you, class of 2021. It is such a valuable trait that will never disappoint you. Be hardworking, resilient, and determined, and go achieve whatever you wish to achieve in life. Thank you. The choir will perform two songs under the direction of Mrs. Deb Wontakias.
Well, all right. On behalf of the class of 2021, I welcome you all. Teachers, staff, parents, friends, and those who don't want to be here but had to come anyway. Hi, band. Hi, choir. Today is a special day. Not only do you get to hear me talk, but I'm wearing my special socks. They have cactuses on them. Jokes aside, today we're all moving forward and taking a new step in our lives. Parents, you're probably thinking, where did all the time go? It seems like yesterday that everyone in this room was being dropped off at kindergarten, and now here they are, ready to go off and create their own destiny. We all had fun through kindergarten up until we learned what homework actually was in middle school. We went through all the drama of junior high and had to hurdle all of these challenges along with many more activities, clubs, and jobs outside of the piles of schoolwork we were being given in high school. Not to mention the fact that our junior and senior years had all chances of normalcy decimated by the horrible mess that was these past 2 years. When we first came into this building, it was completely different. Not only were we the worst people to ever exist, seventh graders, but the building actually was different. We didn't have a performing arts center. We had the black and brown bricks that you still see at some parts here. We didn't have the nice cushioned seats and tables in the halls that, even though we're not allowed to eat at them, they still look like restaurant booths. We were able to adapt with the changing of this school. We had a lot of new experiences here. New teachers, new classes. We all pretended to know what an algebra was, and then we actually learned what it was. Thank you, Mrs. Nelson. Why would you put letters in math? It doesn't make sense. We all played cool math games during computer skills. We learned how to drive. We got our first cars, and we showed them off like they were Ferraris when it's actually a $200 Plymouth Breeze that has no power steering, no side mirrors, and you need to use a funnel to put gas in it. But hey, it has AC. We had joy in the first relationships. Sadness when that relationship failed. The repeat of the second relationship going the same way. The third failed relationship. And then we all learned that maybe it was us who was the problem. We all struggled and succeeded together. And that's what makes it so difficult for me to say goodbye to this class that I grew up with. I am incredibly proud to be a part of this graduating class. And to be graduating as a Blue Jay. No matter where we come from, who we are, we have been pushed to achieve ever since day one. We embody the spirit of one of my favorite quotes, "The circumstances of one's birth are irrelevant. It is what you do with the gift of life that determines who you are." It's one of my favorite quotes, and it comes from the first Pokemon movie. No other group could have the perseverance, the tenacity, the pure grit to be able to tackle all the challenges of high school. And not only that, but this class of 21 looked high school in the face and said, "This isn't hard enough. We have 2/3 of our class graduating with honors. Many have taken AP courses, CIS courses, or PSEO through college. Looking around at all of our achievements, it seems high school is simply too easy for the class of 2021. Not only this, but we are heavily involved in activities, with a multitude to choose from at the school, and the flexibility we have for scheduling, this class simply does not take any days off, with our time at school typically being from around 6:30 in the morning to 8 p.m., even longer on performance nights or game nights. Speaking of game nights, our sports programs have some of the hardest working students in Minnesota, too. My entire high school career has been full of pep rallies, at least one sport making it to a state competition. You know, men's Blue Jay basketball this year went to state and they won. Isn't that just incredible? It's this hard work, this competitive spirit of every student striving to be the best and to put in all the work to get there that makes this graduating class special. This is what makes me proud to be a Blue Jay. Street poet and philosopher Kanye West once said, "Never stop fighting, no matter what anyone says. If it's in your gut, your soul, there's nothing, no worldly possession that should come between you and your expression." The challenge of 2021 doesn't lie in graduating. The challenge is going forward and upholding the hard-working spirit we established in this school. We'll be moving on to bigger, brighter things. Some of us are going to college to continue our education, hoping to satiate the endless hunger for knowledge we have as students, and go on to build careers and families. Others will take a gap year. After all, we deserve it after the past 2 years. Some will go straight into a job, putting the hard-working spirit of the Blue Jays in hand and building their career. Maybe we'll join the military and serve our country, defending our freedom to be educated and have the pride and discipline of Blue Jays take on an even bigger meaning. Whatever we choose to do, we will do it well. Whatever we choose to do, we will make it our own. We are the next generation, and there is no doubt in my mind that we will go on and make Waseca proud. I'd like to stand up here and talk all day if I could, but it's now time for Megan Nelson to give her speech.
Imagine, if you will, a world where your parents are always with you, following you around. They know all your friends, they talk with all of your teachers, they track your every move. I am sure there are many parents out in the audience that wish they could have been doing this for their own children. Well, that has been my life for the last 6 years. My parents have been with me throughout high school, constantly coaching me and giving words of advice, even when they weren't always asked for. But at school, not only were they like parents to me, they were like mentors to many of you. So, as our class exits Waseca High School as students for the final time, I want to leave you all with some familiar sayings that you can take with you. More specifically, advice from the dean. Now, we could talk about the obvious ones like, "Here we grow," or "It's a great day to be a Blue Jay," or even, "Don't throw carrots. You know who you are." Or even the well-known point and summon that some of you know all too well. But oftentimes, there's a deeper meaning to what he says. It all started in a dingy pre-construction science room with,
"Welcome, children of the corn."
We always laughed when we heard this, but the reality is we were so lucky to grow up in a loving rural community in southern Minnesota. Here in Waseca, our community shows up to support us on the field, the court, and the stage. We are so fortunate to grow up together in this town. We were not just raised in a cornfield. We were raised by hardworking families in a dedicated community. Maybe you guys will even remember this one.
"All boys are
stupid.
And if they haven't made mistakes, they most certainly
will." Now, we probably shouldn't talk about the boys part, but let's talk about mistakes. It is important to note that everyone makes mistakes, and that's okay. What is imperative is that you learn from your mistakes and grow. As we graduate, we truly will have the opportunity, for the first time in our lives, to make big mistakes, as no one will be watching over us anymore. The majority of us will be living away from our parents and away from the comfort of our homes. We have to realize that mistakes will be made, but your reaction and what you do next is what really matters. As a popular golf saying goes, the most important shot is the next one. On a more sentimental note,
I or we just want you to be happy.
As we move on after high school, wherever that takes us, this is what all of our parents wish for us. They want us to be happy with our lives and the choices that we make. It is important to find something that allows you to do what you love and love what you do. High school is great, and many memories have been made in this building, but these years will and should not be the best of our lives. We must continue to grow, explore, and create new memories. What you think you want right now might change, and it is okay to switch directions. Ultimately, your parents just want you to be happy. The final quote I wish to leave you all with requires no explanation. It is something we hear every day and know very well. To the class of 2021, good luck in your future and
make good choices.
Thank you very much. Now please welcome me in joining our principal, Dr. Miller.
Well, there certainly are a lot of you out there. And I'll try to be as eloquent as our speakers, but I am so happy to welcome you here to this celebration of the class of 2021. It's so nice to see our Blue Jay family gathered together as we should be, shoulder to shoulder. Look, my new masks. Thank you. And hopefully it is a little less warm in here than it is outside. I remember a few, Jeannie, since I've been here that were very warm. So Rachel, Gabriella, Elijah, and Megan, and a special cameo guest performer, Mr. Nelson, thank you for sharing your thoughts and your truth today with your classmates, as well as everyone else that's here. You represent your class very well. School board members, thank you for being here to celebrate this special day. I so appreciate the work that you do for our students and community. Superintendent Huspeth, thank you for your steady leadership this year. You've navigated our district extremely well through the heaviest part of the pandemic using sound judgment and thoughtful collaboration. I thank you also for the things most people in this room do not see, the support and encouragement you've provided me as an administrator, and it has meant a lot. You can pay me the $20 later. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. That was heartfelt, truly. Distinguished guests, this afternoon, we have Mrs. Swanson and Mr. Raskovich here as special guests. A lot because Leslie and I do not pin corsages on really well. They are experts at that. But thank you both for your continued dedication to our students. First of all, you look great. I mean, really, really relaxed, which is something to look forward to. Mr. Raskovich, your work with the Waseca Area Foundation is such a great fit for you. You have always been a source of great encouragement to me personally, and I know that I'm not the only one here that has received that from you. Mrs. Swanson, I stand here today because of you, thanks to you. You continue to mentor me. I joke that she's on the bat phone, like, Jeannie. But it's one, you're someone I know I can call on any time. I haven't called at 2 a.m., I won't do that. Your wisdom, experience, and friendship continue to carry me forward, so thank you. Mr. Johnston, our assistant principal, and Mr. Nelson, our dean of students, as well as John Huttmeyer and Ben O'Brien, thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to vent and process without judgment. I am blessed to have these colleagues that have helped me make difficult decisions that are best for students. Your class escorts this year, as you know, are Mrs. Deb Wontak-Yes and Mr. Jason Forshee. After 19, he corrected me, years, but close to 20 years serving as Director of Food Service, Mr. Forshee will be leaving the district to work full-time as the Waseca Fire Chief. We thank you for your dedicated years with the school district, and thank you all, continue to thank you for serving our community as the Fire Chief. Mrs. Yes's last performance, last time directing our choir, just happened a few minutes ago. 38 years you have poured your soul and heart into your work. You have taught thousands of songs. Thousands. She gave us the number the other day. I couldn't remember. I'm sorry. It's like over 8,000. 8,000 different songs over her career. And she's taught those to our students. But the best melody she shared was the culture of musical excellence. Our vocal music program is legendary thanks to that excellence that is Mrs. Yes. So thank you for all you've done. It's very interesting this year. Many graduates in this class have parents that are on staff or on the school board or a grandparent on the school board. So We have a lot of tassel turners, but thank you for arranging and figuring out how to separate that out. That's why we've asked, well, okay, I went off script here. So Mrs. Nelson, Ms. Patterson, Mrs. Longugger, Mrs. Boltman, and Mrs. Strabi, thank you for adding this special touch to our ceremony. All right, a few details. I promise, I know you're tired of listening, but thank you. You're listening much better than at rehearsal. The class of 2021 consists of 143 graduates. Of those, sorry, Gabby, it's 92. I mean, I gave you the wrong number, but 92 are honor students. That's 64%, or it's about 60%-ish, you know, around there. But 64% plan to go on to a four-year college, 11% plan to go on to a two-year college or certificate trade school, 8% plan to go directly into the workforce, and 18% plan to take a gap year or are undecided at this moment. And also at this moment, we do not have anyone going into the military, but one graduate plans to enlist. So our honor students, this has changed this year, but I'd like to recognize our honor students. We transitioned to the Latin honors, and in your programs, it kind of shows you the breakdown, and they have different colored cords. So students that are graduating with honor have a 3.0 to a 3.49, and they're wearing solid gold cords. There are 26 students in that category. Students with a 3.5 to 3.74 are graduating cum laude, which means with praise, and they have blue and gold cords, and there are 25. 3.75 to 3.89 are magna cum laude, which means with great praise, and they have blue and white cords, and there are 8. And then our summa cum laude group, which means with highest praise, are 3.90 up, and they have solid white cords. And we have 33 of those students. In your program, and it states this in there, but students' names have an asterisk, have a GPA of 4.0 or higher. And there are 17 students graduating today with that GPA or higher, which is amazing. All right. Well, seniors, 6 years ago, you and I started our first year in this building. And I'm honored to stand here today to watch you walk across the stage and then out those doors as graduate of Waseca High School. Now, I shook each of your hands because I don't get to up here. I offer free hugs, too, afterwards, so just keep that in mind. This day is one you have imagined many times, and it is finally here. The path that led you here, however, is nothing any of us could have ever imagined. We have lost much this year. Our minds, that was crossed out, sorry. Maybe that's just me. No, but we've lost some traditions, how things are usually done, although we tried to have something similar. Loved it when we had the homecoming parade scheduled and that we had a snow day in the middle of October. All right. Not being able to attend sporting events, right? I swear, like for the record, I did advocate and try to get tickets for you every single time, but Joe said no. No. I don't want to throw Joe under. He was, good Lord, Minnesota State High School, let's not even get into there. It wasn't his fault, but I did try. And we even lost a teacher that you had in your career who was also a colleague and a friend. It's been hard, and there's many, many other things, right? Even so, we must press on, and I loved hearing, you know, the messages that your classmates shared with you up here, because it's all coming from the same point, right? Where we've struggled, it's hard, and sometimes that's life, but we can press on. That's, you know, striving to make the world a better place. To me, that's what life means. That's the meaning of life. So many people struggle to figure it out, and like, what's the meaning of life? It is to make the world a better place because you're in it. And you will. You have. You'll continue to do that. Your class motto is nothing we do changes the past. Everything we do changes the future. On Friday, Mrs. Yes shared a message that Mother Teresa, and if you don't know, she was a sainted Catholic nun and missionary, that something she had written that was framed in her office. Throughout my life, I have read different quotes or come across different quotes or passages that Mother Teresa wrote, and each time was impactful. She had wisdom, like, it's more than most people. So I want to read that to you now. Do it anyway. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in a final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. So I printed that little saying off. When you get your diplomas, there's some stacks if you would like to have that, because I think it's just wise. And Mrs. Yes said there are many times throughout her career where she would stop and just read that. It's kind of a thing that can center you. So my hope is that you meditate on these words and know that even when life is painful, frustrating, and seemingly hopeless, like during a pandemic, you will know that you can stand up and do it anyway. We will always be here for you. Because once a Blue Jay, always a Blue Jay. Okay, so Superintendent Hudspeth and members of the Board of Education, these graduates have met the requirements as set forth by the State of Minnesota and the Waseca Public Schools Board of Education. Therefore, I present them to receive their diplomas. Sophie Elise Alinder. Braden Michael Anderson. Christian Axel Aragon. Elijah Ryan Ayers. Tave Deterian Ball. Alexis Joe Barber. Abby Sue Barbconnect. Jacob Glenn Barstead. Josiah Richard Banky. Ty Arthur Belo. Sophia Rose Berry. Barry Ann Isabel Blum. Kaylee Jade Blowers. Rachel Joe Bornicky. Caitlin Marie Bronsted. Kiara Lynn Brown. Connor Ryan Buckley. Malena Britton Bueller. Riley May Boltman. Mackenzie Renee Chickas. Trent Josiah Conway. Alexandra Lee Corey. Marco Antonio Cruz. Hannah Megan Dale. Ren Elizabeth Dale. Mariah Joe Daniel. Dylan Lee Delasky. Isabel Paige Denauden. Kim Cameron Michael Durad. Jada Christine Durad. Dominic Walter Deutsch. Benjamin Parrish Dietrich. Brittany Ariana Drager. Jonah Allen Drake. Colin Scott Dufault. Ryan Thomas Dufault. Jason Dennis Eustace. Emily Ann Farley. Matthew Gregory Feldkamp. Xander Kirian Fitzsimmons. Noah Nicholas Flom. Riley Andrew Forshee. Elizabeth Dale Frisk. Mason Michael Galoff. Ella Margaret Greger. Emily Andrew Guerra. Julia Bridget Haight. Earl Scott Hansen. Marcus Andrew Hansen. Brooke Marie Hayes. David Hernandez. Erica Jane Herzog. Jaden Alexandra Hiller. Zachary Robert Hain. Morgan K. Honstad. Ashton Chauncey Hughes. Marcus John Hughes. Charles Lawrence Huttmeyer. Jack Jamison Highland. Leanna Angel Ibarra. Ellie Mary Jansen. Jacqueline Paris Jevning. David Sergio Johansson. Isaiah John Johansson. Tanika Tennille Johnson. Teresa Marie Katerlich. Tyler Dean Klinger. Alicia Mary Kruger. Daniel Donray Coons Jr. Sarah Renee Kummerfelt. Grace Nyrell Kuschel. Sage Tristan Lang. Dominic David Longager. Brandon Lopez Huerta. Sydney Marie Ludwig. Clarissa Love Mayers. Preston Nicholas Stefan Mansfield. Logan Isaiah Maxson. Cameron Marie McQuarrie. Noah Joseph Neely. Mariana Eile Mendoza. Jack Riley Merriman. Carmen Juliana Miller. Troy Alexander Mitzel. Kenya Abdi Mulalan. Lily Madeline Moe. Victoria Elise Moncada. Ismael Damian Montemayor. Keith Morgan. Ben Richard Mosley. Danny Ann Needham. Megan Jean Nelson. Whitney Ann Norton. Gabriella Alexis Ortiz. Luke Aragorn Osweiler. Braden Nicholas Patterson. Ella Marie Pearson. Kiana Marquise Peterson. Brett Daniel Phelps. Jacob Charles Platt. Ian Marcus Pomeroy. Allison K. Preeb. Milady Amber Renteria. Gabriella Grace Rodriguez. Amelia Augusta Ressler. Aaron Bailey Root. Benjamin Lowell Sather. Joanne Sheffert. Rachel Kate Sheffert. Joseph Perry Schmidt. Abigail Ann Schumacher. Matthew Clifford Severson. Griffin Lauren Seifert. Aiden Daniel Sharp. Molly Rose Scogan. Wow.
Did I say Molly?
Yes, I did. Mason Henry Summerfield. Isabella Rose Sorensen. Draven Noah Bradford Spies. Lanisha Marie Spies. Lainey Christine Serp. Sadie Lee Stallo. Devin Michael Stankiewicz. Emma Faith Stenzel. Tori Danielle Steinhardt. Madison May Teachout. Jessus J. Thill. Tayton Nicholas Toltzman. Nathan Daniel Tovar. Samantha Lindsay True. Rose Volkmer. Audrey Cecilia Williams. Kyrese Taiwan Willingham. Broderick Donald John Wirtz. Jacob Paul Wojtas. Okay, everyone, please join me in congratulating the class of 2021.